Hello and welcome to this special CertSecurity.com podcast sponsored by Symantec. I'm Rob Westervelt. In this featured podcast from our compliance school, we're going to count down the top five questions to ask when shopping for a compliance product. Joining me today is Richard Mackey, Vice President with Consultancy System Experts. Thanks for spending some time with us today, Dick.
Thanks, Rob.
We're going to count down from number five to number one, so let's get started. Question number five, what areas of compliance does the product help to address, and what successes have customers had with the product? Tell us about that one, Dick.
Okay, yeah, that's a good question to ask any vendor because there are compliance products that address a whole list of different problems. So you might want to address confidentiality or accountability or access control or integrity as a part of your compliance effort. So for accountability, you might want to look at log aggregation. For integrity, you might want to look at products that provide system scanning and vulnerability management systems. And for access control, you might want to look at access management products or even larger identity management and access management products. The key is that you need to look for products that address a particular problem that you have. I know it seems really straightforward, but the fact is that vendors out there will actually try to pitch products to you that say they address a whole set of compliance issues, and they may not be the ones that you need to address. So going out and buying every product that says compliance in its product description is not really a good idea. So you want to make sure your money is spent in the areas that are key to your compliance.
There are a lot of emerging compliance products right now, and just because a product is new and may not be used by very many customers, that's not necessarily a bad thing, is it?
No. In fact, if it really addresses an issue that you need, that may be exactly the problem a product that you might want to get. Unfortunately, if you look through most magazines and online, or do a Google search on products that claim to address compliance, they really run the gamut. So it doesn't matter whether something's popular, because it may be popular because it addresses a reasonable issue, but doesn't address the particular compliance area that you want. On the other hand, there may be some small niche product out there that addresses exactly what you need.
All right, next on our list of the top five questions to ask when shopping for a compliance product, question number four, does the product scale? Dick, why is scalability important?
Before you buy any product, you should determine whether it'll deal with the number of systems and sites and the amount of data that your organization requires. So you don't want to move a product in and then all of a sudden find out that after you deployed it that there are limitations on it. So, and in fact, the question can apply to any of the products that help with compliance, the typical ones that fall into the compliance area. So log aggregation, vulnerability management, encryption. So for example, if you look at good log aggregation products, they're really meant to deal with scale. In fact, they're dealing with a scalability right out of the box. But you want to make sure that you can get the logs from the various products that you have, from all the geographical sites that you have, and you have to know whether they're going to deal with the kinds of connections you have and the different networks and types of systems and what happens as you grow. Vulnerability management products are similar in design. They allow organizations to deploy additional agents to scan and monitor, but you want to make sure that the one that you choose will deal with the scalability requirements that you have in your environment. And even encryption products have issues with scalability. So, for example, if the volume of data changes, if you're expecting to grow or the system's essentially large amounts of data, how many of these are you going to need, or will it actually work under the load that you currently have? So you want to look at the scalability capabilities of any product that you want that you're considering. So you want to ask the vendor to describe how the product needs to be deployed in various environments and what needs to be done as your environment grows, or you have mergers or acquisitions, and you start to grow your organization in steps. So it's not just that smooth type of growth that happens as an organization grows organically, but as you start to acquire companies, what's that going to do to the performance of the product, and what do you have to do to accommodate your needs?
We'll continue the countdown right after this.
Symantec IT Compliance Solutions provide proactive policy enforcement and remediation, a consolidated view of compliance to multiple regulations and standards in a single assessment, plus automated archiving and data retention. Symantec can help your organization meet its compliance requirements via a three-pronged approach to IT compliance. More information is available at www.symantec.com/compliance. That's www.symantec.com/compliance.
Moving on to number three on our countdown of the top five questions to ask when shopping for a compliance product. Can the product be secured? Dick, that sounds like it goes without saying, but apparently it doesn't.
No, it doesn't. It's strange because some of the most interesting products out there and the ones that are targeted specifically for security are sometimes the biggest challenge to secure. They don't come from the vendor, directly from the vendor, secure right out of the box. And the reason for that is they tend to depend on your enterprise infrastructure and a whole set of supporting components like databases and other services, so and even authentication services. It may even, in some cases, depend on have an assumption that the network in which you deploy this product is actually a secure network, meaning that it won't have to encrypt data as it passes across the network. Well, the question is going to be, is that the environment that you have? Are your components that are going to support this product actually secured in their configuration? So just as an example, your database server may need to be completely dedicated to support a particular compliance product, like an identity and access management product. If you share that database server with something else, it may actually destroy the underlying security of the product. So what you want to make sure is that you understand what the requirements are for configuration and the underlying infrastructure to make that product actually behave and operate securely.
So I guess there is a lot of effort involved in securing these products.
Oh, yeah. In fact, when we do reviews as a consulting organization at System Experts, one of the things that we often come upon is that organizations have deployed identity and access management products in particular and have not deployed them securely. So it's actually easy to work around some of the security mechanisms that are in place. And then at the heart of your entire identity system is this insecure system that you can now create new identities, change privileges, etc., less secure, in fact, than they were before you had installed this sort of umbrella system that controlled the world.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're getting close to the conclusion of our countdown here. Item number two on our list of the top five questions to ask when shopping for a compliance product, how does it integrate with other products and activities? Tell us why that's important, Dick.
Well, the reason it's important is because every time, and this is true of almost any product, but it's true of compliance products because you don't want to add a product into your environment and then have it all of a sudden add some more burden to you. So, for example, as soon as you add an important component to your environment, you need to be able to track changes to it so you understand its state. Is change control mechanism built in? Can I integrate it with the change control mechanism I use for the other parts of my environment? So that's one aspect of it. Another one is, so I've said already how important logging is and the retention capture of logs. Well, can I integrate the logging from this new product into my log consolidation or aggregation solution? So can I integrate the authentication and authorization with my enterprise solution? So you add yet another product to your suite of products that's going to help you with compliance, and yet it may cause, if it doesn't integrate, it may cause other problems for you and more work. Another area is, will it support stronger authentication mechanisms like two-factor authentication, particularly for administrative activities? So if you require your administrators, when they're gaining access to critical systems, to use stronger authentication, and this is yet another critical system that you're going to deploy, you want to make sure that you have that you can then use that mechanism as you deploy this product. Another one that you have to think about is, does the product require me to extend trust to outside organizations like scanning vendors? If you were going to hire a company that was going to scan your systems to look for vulnerabilities, will I need to monitor that other organization's connections and assess the other organization's security practices, or is it simply going to am I simply going to have a single sort of isolated product that I'm going to have to deal with? In general, what you want to ask when you're talking about integration is, do I take on additional risk and do I take on additional burden, or can my infrastructure and processes actually handle the integration of this new product?
Okay. Well, here we are, the number one question on our list of the top five questions to ask when shopping for a compliance product. How much work and time will it take for my organization to realize the benefits of the product? Now, Dick, that question can probably be pretty complicated to answer, right?
Yeah, that's true. And unfortunately, the quick answer from vendors is typically, oh, right away, right? So that can be a little scary. The fact is that a lot of the compliance products that are worth deploying are large systems that take huge effort to actually deploy and require two things when you deploy them. One is you have to deploy the technology, which is no small feat, and you typically have to change processes. You have to get people to pay attention to the new logs that are being generated. You have to get people change the processes that people use to request and approve the creation of accounts, that those processes may not have existed in the past, to basically support the activity that this product is there to facilitate. So the problem is that you always have two dimensions of changes that are going on, the technology deployment as well as the process change. And if you think that, either one of those is a small task, you're kind of fooling yourself. So what you want to do is you want to say, all right, can I get some near-term benefit from this compliance product that doesn't require a whole set of process changes? And then what can I expect from the product over time? So when you ask the vendor for specific examples where this product has helped organizations and how long it took for this product to start paying for itself. So when the vendor says right away, that's your cue to ask either ask more questions or run away.
Mm-hmm. Well, Richard Mackey, Vice President with Consultancy System Experts, thanks for spending time with us today.
All right. Thanks, Rob.
So then to recap our list of the top five questions to ask when shopping for a compliance product, number five, what areas of compliance does the product help to address and what successes have customers had with the product? Number four, does the product scale? Number three, can the product be secured? Number two, how does it integrate with other products and activities? And number one, how much work and time will it take for my organization to realize the benefits of the product? Special thanks once again to our sponsor, Symantec. For more materials in our compliance school, visit searchsecurity.com/compliance school. And we have many more information security podcasts on our podcast page at searchsecurity.com/podcast. Thanks for listening. I'm Rob Westervelt. Have a great day.